Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host, and today we gotta talk about Brandon once again. This senile dementia resident is further dividing this country up more and more, and people are hating him more and more. And I'm telling you right now, the shit he is doing is why people hate his guts. And we're going to talk about that and so much more. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys. If you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, seriously, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review. Good, bad, and the ugly. Also, guys, I do have a bunch of affiliate links, including Minds.com, which is the free speech alternative to Facebook. I also have a referral link with Burna, which is the less than lethal gun that I carry. So if you guys want something to protect yourself in a less than lethal way, Burna's the way to go. You can buy that in the link in the description below. I also have a diaper referral link with North Shore Medical Supply. So if you know anybody that needs adult diapers, links in the description below. And before we get this show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode, in any of my other episodes on Nikki's World. Seriously, y'all, seriously, can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today? Woo-wee, wow. Yeah, that was a mouthful, guys. That was a mouthful. Yeah. So, anyway, the main thing I want to talk about today is Brandon fucking up again and further dividing this country up even more. He can't, his dementia brain is so bad that, oh my fucking God, people are like, what the fuck is wrong with this country? You know? What the fuck, really? The fact that this dementia resident in the White House is saying that Easter is now Transgender Visibility Day. He just pissed off the entire country. He just pissed off, like, every Christian in this country. To basically say Easter, which is a Christian holiday, that now he's saying it's, oh, we're going to celebrate, like, mentally ill men who think they're women, or mentally ill women who think they're men. I don't know about you guys, but how fucked up does it have to go before people start realizing that, dude, this country is fucked. This country is basically beyond fucked up. How fucked up do we have to go? I'm asking here, ladies and gentlemen. How fucked up do we have to go that we have to deal with the senile dementia resident in the White House, ladies and gentlemen, okay, that we have to deal with this senile dementia resident who is incompetent, who thinks that, oh, like, if Easter weekend is what, a transgender bullshit weekend? I'm like, how fucked up? Because you know what? I'm going to say this. I think it's Obama's transgender handlers that are fucking pulling the strings. I think it's the Democrats who are pulling the strings on this shit. Yeah. The question I'm asking here, ladies and gentlemen, how fucked up do we have to go in dealing with this bullshit, in dealing with this senile dementia resident in the White House? How fucked up do we have to go? Yeah, how fucked up? Because the fact of the matter is, guys, this senile dementia resident in the White House thinks that like Easter is now a transgender fucking holiday. Since when do people with mental illness get their own holiday? I'd like to know. Did anybody drop me a memo on that? I'm gonna have to talk to my secretary to see if like she forgot to give me the memo. Because I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you, man, this senile dementia resident has access to nuclear weapons that can end life on Earth as we fucking know it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you guys, but I'm just gonna say this out loud. I'm just gonna say this out loud, guys. We don't need any more bullshit like this. We don't. This shit here, Brandon, Joe Biden, aka Let's Go Brandon, thinking that, like, oh, Easter weekend is now what, Transgender Visibility Day? I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, you wonder why the Democrats are in a fucking panic. They're not in a panic over Trump. Trump is like, what, half? About what? It occupies what? Like what, 75% of their problem? Or let me take that. Or 25% of their problem? Their bigger problem is RFK. That's why the Democrats are in a panic. Because if RFK numbers keep rising, they're gonna hand basically Trump the White House. Yeah. But shit like this is why people are going like this. We were better off 4 years ago than where we are right now. We were way better off under Trump than now under like the senile dementia resident in the White House. Never mind that he wears diapers, so that I'll exclude that. But the fact that we have a senile dementia resident in the White House, ladies and gentlemen, that should scare the living effing shit out of y'all. That should scare the effing living daylights. The fact that this senile dementia resident is saying shit like this, and I'm gonna say this, ladies and gentlemen, I'll bet you he's saying it because his handlers, his like deep state Obama handlers are telling him to say it. Wouldn't surprise me, ladies and gentlemen. Would not fucking, at the very least, fucking surprise me that his handlers are pushing it. His handlers are telling him to say it. Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me for the very least. But you wonder why his poll numbers are sinking faster than the fucking Titanic put together. You wonder why. But I'm going to tell you this, guys. I'm going to tell you this. Shit like this is why people are voting for Trump. Just think. Shit like this every day that Brandon pulls is why people are voting for Trump. Think about that. He fucked up the economy, fucked up the country. Okay? He created the inflation crisis that we are fucking in. I'll tell you that much. He created that shit. And then at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, we have crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis, and we have fires that are going around the globe. You wonder why, ladies and gentlemen. You wonder why. And I'm going to say this. You wonder why, guys. Our country is headed in the wrong direction. Our country is being like bent over, fucked in the ass in so many ways. You wonder why, guys. It doesn't take an idiot to figure this out. You wonder why. You wonder why, ladies and gentlemen. Our country is headed in the wrong direction. Our country is literally headed in the wrong direction. You could blame your local progressive, liberal, socialist, and communist Democrat for this. You could blame them for this. You can't. Because our country is literally headed in the wrong direction. It is. It's headed in the wrong direction for all the wrong reasons. And I say this. I say this. I want my country back. I literally do, man. I literally do. I want my country back. Because you know why? The shenanigans that we're going through in this country right now. I'm just going to say this, guys. I'm just going to say this. For the love of God, I want my country. I want my America back. I really do, man. I really do. I want it back because you know why? Our country's a mess. Our country's a fucking freaking epic disaster. The left, the socialists, the communists have all fucked it up. You know? They fucked it up so badly, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not even funny anymore. It's not. It's not, guys. It ain't even funny. I can't even laugh at it anymore. I can't. Because you know why? Every day I wake up, I see our country falling apart. I see the destruction. I see the collapse of our country. Every fucking waking day, I see it, guys. I see it. And it scares me. It really does, guys. It really. Because I tell you, I'm gonna tell you, ladies and gentlemen, our country is headed in the wrong direction. It is. It is headed in the wrong direction. But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this as I'm driving on the way to work. Is that? This is another reason why I hate the left. Why I hate the left so much. It's because they continue to divide this country further and further and further and further with this nonsense and fucking bullshit. It is. This is the left's attempt at dividing us. Okay? This is divide and conquer. And basically they're doing it. And at the same time, they're destroying this country further and further and further. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the destruction of the United States of America. We're witnessing the collapse and decline of America. We literally are, guys. I hate to fucking say this to y'all, but America is on the brink of collapse. America is on the brink of decline. No thanks to the left, okay? No thanks to the left in this country. Alright? Yeah. We are witnessing an epic collapse. We are. I hate to say this, folks. I hate to say this. But America's days could be numbered if we don't get Trump back in the White House. I don't foresee us having a country after 2025 if the left steals the election like they always do. Because I don't foresee us ever having the United States of America back. I don't, guys. I don't. I literally don't. But I'm telling you this right now. I'm telling you this right now, guys. I don't foresee us having a country after 2025 if we don't get Trump back in the White House. If we don't, we are basically fucked beyond fucked. I literally shit you not, guys. We are going to be fucked beyond fucked if we don't get Trump back. If we don't, we're fucked. Yeah. We are fucked. But that's why, ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's like this. If you see the way our country is right now, we just need to get our country back. We literally do. We just need to get our country back. Okay? We need to. We just have to get our country back. You know? We literally do. But I'm telling you, man. Brandon pissing off Christians by saying, oh, it's Transgender Visibility Day. Just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, that Brandon, along with his fucked up Democrats, hate this country. They hate you. That's why the shit they're doing, the shit like this that they're doing is pissing everyone off. You know what I mean? The shit that they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is why they hate you. Is why they despise you. Yeah. The shit that they are doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, is why they hate your guts. They hate you with a fucking passion. They hate you with every fiber in their weak, soy-based body. They do. That's why shit like this is why people are sick and tired of them. They're fed up with the bullshit. They're fed up with the nonsense and all this shit. They literally are, guys. That's why I am not surprised by this. I'm not, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not surprised. So that's why I say like this, guys. Brandon screwed themselves royally, you know? Brandon's today gave the country the big middle, double barrel middle finger to your face and say, I don't care about your stupid holiday and all this shit. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Brandon screwed you over, folks. Yeah. Brandon screwed you over. He literally did, guys. He literally did. But that's why I'm telling you, man, our country is an epic shit show. It is. It really is. So, anyway, guys, I want to talk about that Francis Scott Key Bridge, what happened over there. Okay, guys? I want to talk about what happened, like, to that bridge that collapsed a couple days ago. I can't talk about the details of it because it's still under investigation, and because, full disclaimer, guys, I am in the Coast Guard. I am a Coast Guard auxiliary member, and I can't disclose what's going on about it, but I can tell you, man, this shit is going to put a dent in our economy. This shit, ladies and gentlemen, is going to put a dent, okay, in how we buy stuff. You know, the left loves to talk about, oh, shovel-ready jobs, infrastructure, blah, 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 blah. Well, here's the question. Here's your infrastructure. Here's your shovel-ready job here, folks. Okay? Here's your shovel-ready job. You know? Yeah. So here's the $64,000 question. Why isn't the left doing anything about it? Why isn't the left, you know, pushing shovel-ready jobs? Why isn't? Why aren't they? Oh, that's right. Because you know why? The left doesn't like the idea of shovel-ready jobs. The left doesn't. The left thinks shovel-ready jobs is a piece of shit, you know? It is. The left's idea of shovel-ready jobs, ladies and gentlemen, is a joke. It is, guys. It literally is. It literally is, guys. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this, guys. I will tell you this. Our infrastructure is a hot mess right now. It is. It's a hot mess. The fact that right now is that our infrastructure is at great risk. Because the left's all about, like, oh, diversity, equality, inclusion. Or as I call it, they didn't earn it. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, guys. I'm telling you right now, guys. Is this. Our country is a hot mess right now. It is. It's like the Pottery Barn. They broke it. Now they own it. They own it, and now they have to pay the price for it. Pretty much, guys. Pretty much. But I am going to say this, guys. Okay? I am going to say this. Is that Brandon and the Democrats destroyed this country. They wrecked this country, and this country is going to be a hot mess before Trump takes power back. Hate to say it, man. Yeah, I really hate to say it. Our country is going to be a hot mess. But I will tell you this. Is that our country needs to get its shit back together. It really does, guys. It really does. But the one thing I want to say like this, is that we need our country back. You know? We need our country back. You know? We really do, man. We really do. But that's why I look at it like this. The shit that we're going through right now in this country, we need it back. We really do. We really, really, really do. Yeah. But it doesn't surprise me, guys. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't, guys. But in any case, I'm right here close to work. So I'm right here in my parking lot, you know. You know what I mean? Getting ready to go to work. Gotta, you know, as they say. Oh, excuse me, guys. You know, as they say, guys. I'm here. You know, I'm here at work, you know, got to make the money and all that shit, got to pay the bills, you know, the same old bullshit. But I do want to say like this, guys, is that Brandon is fucking up this country, okay? Whoever's pulling the strings to fuck up this country, we need to like basically get our country back. We really do. We really do, guys. We really do. But in any case, I do want to say this, guys. I do want to say this before I go in and go to work and all that stuff, okay? The one thing I want to say is that our country is headed for disaster, right? Our country is. But in any case, before I run, I want to talk to you guys a bit that things are going to get a lot hectic for me. Things are going to be a little busier for me. So I may not podcast for a bit. I may do like at least one or two if I can try to slide two. But things are going to get a lot busier because I'm in grad school. I'm doing my master's in social work right now. I got a lot of photo shoots coming up. And then I have a whole bunch of stuff that I have planned coming up. So, anyway, I thank you guys for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.